Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Dad the horns with Bowser.
This is your time.
Yeah, but we didn't get all we needed last Christmas, and now we can.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Let's renovate our home and purchase appliances.
And plan a trip with the kids.
Or buy a new car.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza. Same day approvals. Apply in person or safely online. Plus a chance to win lots of prizes. This is your time to get what you need. Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Afternoon, pick two in the evening, pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Previously on Morondoy, Kavita called her ex Jonathan, and after some playful banter, he readily agreed to sing the national anthem at the boutique launch she was planning with Sharona. The conversation shifted into personal territory, with both admitting they had new romantic interests. When Jonathan asked to bring his love interest to the launch, Kavita was taken aback. Things had clearly gotten serious. Elsewhere, Catalina bristled at Myrtle for discussing a potential reunion between Denzel and his estranged father before she had a chance to. Myrtle argued that, having raised Catalina's children, she had every right, and delivered a stinging suggestion that Denzel's struggles were less about daddy issues and more about mommy issues. As we return to Morondoy, Eva and Jonathan share a little pillow talk.
Oh, imagine I sleep on this couch last night. I feel like I need to go back to sleep. It's my fault for staying up and watching movies. Jonathan? Hello.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
Eva, I hope I didn't wake you up.
No, I just woke up, but I'm still tired. I actually slept on the couch in the living room. Was up till around 2 this morning watching movies and I fell asleep right here.
Must have been some good movies.
Yeah, was chilling by myself.
Next time you might not have to do that.
Whatever.
So what are you doing later?
I have no plans.
I hope I can take you on a date.
I would like that.
Where would you like to go?
Maybe we can go get something to eat at the mall. And then maybe go on the seawall.
How about I take you to a restaurant for dinner?
That sounds good.
Okay, we have a plan. So what's the rest of your day looking like?
I'm going to make breakfast and lunch for me and my dad.
Your stepmother not back yet?
No.
Is she coming back?
Soon, according to daddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you later.
Looking forward to seeing you too.
So pick up around 6.
Perfect.
All right. Bye, Eva.
Bye. Daddy?
Good morning, Eva.
How long were you you standing there?
Long enough.
Were you listening in on my conversation?
Who is that?
A friend.
The same friend who dropped you home last week?
Yes. I'm going out to dinner with him later.
Eva, do you know him well enough?
I'm trying to get to know him.
Please, I don't want you to put yourself in any dangerous situation. Going to unscrupulous places like the sea walls and such.
Daddy, I'm 19. I'm going to date.
I know, but I just want you to be safe.
You have nothing to worry about.
Can I at least meet the young man?
I'll think about it.
I should be able to see who is taking my daughter out.
When Papa and Caleb coming home?
Don't change the subject now.
When?
Soon.
Okay. I'm going to make breakfast.
Young lady, we're not done talking.
Breakfast, Daddy.
This is what happens when you choose to start all over again having children. At 72, I shouldn't be worrying about a teenage daughter. And now, I might have a son who by the time I'm 90 will only be 18. Ah, Simon boy.
Simon, come help me with Caleb.
Pepper, you're home.
Well, of course. Come take your son. I have to go and get some things out of the car.
No. You sit and relax. I'll take care of that.
Come take him. Put him to lie down.
Okay.
Pepper!
Hi, Eva.
Baby Caleb. Aw, I miss you so much. Give him to me, Daddy.
Here, take him.
Aw, come to your big sister. Hello, Caleb. Did you miss me?
I'm gonna go bring the things out the car.
Eva, you got the house nice and clean, though.
Well, you couldn't expect Daddy to do it.
I know.
Oh my gosh. He looks like he grew. He's so heavy.
Yeah, he has definitely put on some weight.
Aw, I got to smell him. Oh, why do babies smell so good?
That smell is really addictive. But you don't hurry for make no churn, you know. It's a lot of work looking after baby. You make sure you finish your studies, and then you could start thinking about that if there's what you want.
Look, I love my baby brother, but no. I don't want any children anytime soon.
Good.
You want some lunch?
We cook.
Okra with fried fish and dal.
Wow, how the girl you do yourself? Yes, I will have some of that.
You want to take it out for you?
No. You relax yourself. I can get up just now.
Okay.
You think your father missed me and the baby?
Yes, I think so.
Did he say anything about why he changed his mind about Caleb being his son?
No, he didn't say anything. But I keep telling him mommy is behind those phone calls.
Joy is something else.
A psycho.
All right. I got the bags from the car.
Thank you, Simon.
Oh, I think Caleb just pooped.
He don't smell so good now, no?
I'll go change him.
Thank you, Eva.
Excuse me.
She's obsessed with that baby.
Yes, she really loves her brother.
And I'm really glad you're home.
Me too. I mean, Ignatius and Shelley treated us really well, but it's really no place like home.
Yes.
Simon, I'm going to need you to help me with Caleb, especially in the nights too. Let me share getting up and changing and feeding him. I have plenty of milk pumped.
I don't have an issue with that.
Okay, good. Ignatius and Shelley were such a great help. Some nights, I didn't even have to get up. You know what it's like to finally have a full night's sleep?
I'll help as much as I can. Pepper, I apologize for the way I acted.
But it won't make you change your mind.
Eva is convinced that Joy is behind the phone calls. I haven't proven it yet. But I will get on it.
So you know that Caleb is your son, right?
Yes. I know that Caleb is my son.
Okay. I'm happy that we passed that now.
I should have never doubted you.
But now this whole thing is out of control, Simon. Everybody at church is talking. How are we gonna fix that?
Simple. Caleb has to be offered up, right?
Yeah.
We present a united front. And I will address the church and tell them I was wrong.
Okay.
You don't think that will work?
Some of them will still believe that he's not your son. But I guess we can't convince everybody.
Right.
Simon, promise me something.
What is it?
You know, your actions really hurt me.
Tell me how I can make it up to you.
Just acknowledge how much you hurt me, Simon. You know what it's like to give birth. And then the father of that child, which is my husband, instead of supporting me, believes some lies that a child is not his.
I don't know what on earth I was thinking.
That is not a hurt I will get over anytime soon. I'm home because I know Caleb needs both his parents. I want my son to have a normal childhood. I don't want to hurt him.
I agree. And as a father, I should spend as much time as I can with my son. I'm an older man who knows how much time I have left. When I'm finally gone, I want Caleb to have good memories of me.
Hopefully you won't be gone anytime soon. I need you here with me, Simon.
Abigail, I love you. For as long as I live, I love you.
I love you too, Simon.
Pepper, somebody is knocking.
You expecting somebody, Simon?
No.
Well, go and see who.
Hi, young man.
Good evening, sir. I am here to pick up Eva.
Come in.
Good evening, Mom.
Hi. Your face looks kind of annoying.
It's a small world.
Jonathan, right? Kavita's ex.
Yeah, that's me.
Kavita's mother and me are good friends.
Okay, but my relationship with Kavita ended a long time ago.
I know. So you want Eva now?
I just asked her out.
Listen, my daughter means everything to me, okay?
Noted, sir.
Jonathan, why didn't you stay in the car?
I just wanted to say hey to your parents.
Let's go. Bye, Daddy. Bye, Eva. I mean, bye, Peppa.
What is the rush?
We have a reservation. We can't be late.
Jonathan, please be careful with my stepdaughter.
I assure you, I won't hesitate to call the police.
Daddy, oh gosh, why must you be so embarrassing?
I will take good care of her.
Let's go.
Bye, sir. Bye, Mom.
Should I follow them?
No, Simon. Let them be.
I don't trust him.
Well, he and Marla's daughter been through some things. I don't know that Eva should be dating him, though.
Some things like what?
I don't get into that right now.
Pepper, that young man just took my daughter out.
All right. We gotta have some kind of trust in her.
It's not her I don't trust. It's him.
I know. But she'll be okay. I'll have a talk with her.
If he only harms my daughter in any way, I will have his neck. Mark my words.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.